producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, everybody. As a quick prelude to the upcoming interview to kick off the second hour, quick note that this interview was recorded at the tail end of last week, so any numbers and references to the markets are for the first week of January. Thanks for listening.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with Axel Merck. You know, talking off mic, we were talking about the markets with Axel, and he kind of got a bang out of the whole thing. He said, I'm loving these markets. They're very profitable. Explain that, would you, Axel?
Got a quote on everything I do. Nothing is off the record, right? Well, I mean, we have talked before, and I've been cautioning that we got to get fear back into the market. And I've been focusing not so much on China, although we can talk about China, of course, but that central banks, the Fed in particular, were suppressing risk. That you saw that the junk bonds weren't yielding anything, that the volatility market was low. And as the Fed would try to start to raise rates, that fear had to come back into the market. And that's sure. Precisely what we're seeing. And I always put my money where my mouth is. So, yes, I'm having a great time here.
Now, Axel, it's really noteworthy that to start off 2016, we started off with five consecutive down days in the markets. And for the first 4 days of the week, we are talking over 1% move down. Now, obviously, things were worse in China, but this weakness and lack of any sort of recovery at the tail end of the week, this cannot be setting up well into next week and even for the rest of this month, is it?
Well, at some point we got to get a rally, right? I mean, at some point we got to have one, and probably the moment that we finish these words, it's going to happen. But ultimately, what has changed is that we've had for years a mentality to buy the dips, and now I think what has changed is we're going to sell into rallies. And the reason is that people have made so much money, and now they've gotten to realize that, oh my God, I didn't know this stuff is risky, and so they're going to focus more on capital preservation, and that's why as these markets bounce back, at some point they will, at least a little bit, people will take more chips off the table. People will talk to their advisors and they'll tell them, oh, don't worry, everything is going to go up, nothing to worry about, and say, well, let's take some chips off the table. And by the way, we never rebalanced in recent years. You got way too much exposure to these risky assets, and you got to take chips off the table. And as everybody does that, increasingly so, it's going to be additional downward pressure. And note, I haven't even talked about China or any of the actual problems. Part of the reason I haven't talked about them is because markets can rally on good news, they can rally on bad news, but they can also dive down on both good and bad news. So to me, what's happening in China and wherever is just a symptom of what we have right now. The fact is that these markets are tired, and there are lots of reasons to back that up, and that the markets want to go down, and so we'll see a decline that's worthy of its name.
As of when we're recording this right now, which is about 12:20 on Friday afternoon, markets are still open for another 40 minutes. It would appear that the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ will all close in the red. You know, there's a couple of reasons that could happen. Number one are the inventory numbers that came out today. I don't think China is that big a factor. I mean, it is, sure, it's a big factor, but the inventory numbers are, they're looking like 2015 is going to be a bad year for GDP, and that, I think, totally overshadowed the employment numbers that came out today, which would have indicated to a lot of people that, you know, happy days are here again, let's get back in the market. People aren't doing that right now.
I think the market isn't so much focused on the fundamentals right now. As I indicated, the markets can go up or down on either good or bad news. The market had initial reaction to the non-farm payroll report because a bunch of algorithms decided to yank the market one way. I think what happened, especially on a day like Friday as we talk, is that overnight the Chinese market was not able to bounce back. And yes, they said they're not going to have the circuit breakers anymore, but they wouldn't allow market prices to clear. They used all the other tricks in the bag. They intervened in the markets. They told folks not to trade currencies or sell certain stocks and so forth. That does not allow market prices to clear. You've got to allow market prices to clear when people want to sell. Remember the Eurozone crisis when people said you cannot sell bonds short? Well, guess what? People shorted the currencies as a proxy. So similarly, when Chinese regulators tell you there are certain things you cannot do, well, the Chinese are smart. They'll think of something else to do just about the same thing. And so you're just moving any correction or a crash into a slow motion disaster. And of course, that doesn't exactly bode well for confidence anywhere else in the world. On top of that, I mean, not we can blame China, but look at the U.S. We got somebody like Stan Fisher come out and says, we're going to have 4 rate hikes this year. Well, how the heck does he know that, right? I mean, it's just irresponsible to say that sort of thing at the beginning of the year to put the cart in front of the horse.
Now, Axel, we've focused a lot on the U.S. You've kind of avoided the international concerns, but you have alluded to them, that they are out there. I personally believe that besides these data points, that it seems like every day, every week, we are bombarded with different points. I think the real story is the slowdown globally. There is no beacon of hope for growth. The World Bank came out earlier this week and mentioned that it lowered its growth targets. It's just the new normal that we're in that is slow growth right now. And with the way that the markets ran over the last number of years, I don't think we're going to be seeing that money flow into the markets, probably the other way, flowing out of the market.
Well, when you say no beacon of hope, I guess you don't have kids yet. There's always hope somewhere. it's all relative to what is priced in, right? You had Russia where there was very little hope, and the Russian market did very well last year. But the thing is, markets are expensive. And a lot of good news is priced into the U.S. markets. A lot of good news is priced into the dollar. And it's not going to materialize because this added volatility is going to provide additional headwinds to U.S. economic recovery. The reason it will do so is because we've baked this recovery on financial asset inflation. And so when asset prices come down, it provides additional headwinds. That's the context I see it in. Now, as far as fundamentals are concerned, I think one of the biggest thing is an event that didn't happen, is that after Saudi Arabia executed that cleric, that oil prices didn't spike. I mean, what world do we live in that Saudi Arabia has a crisis and oil prices don't jump up? And that means either Saudi Arabia is irrelevant, and sure, you can say that they're less relevant than were before, but more importantly, that this market really doesn't like oil, and that the bigger forces in the markets are just so overwhelming that this market wants to go down, and clearly that's why we've had an entire week of downward motion in the markets.
Well, it is shocking. Oil down about 10% this week. Right now trading almost right at the $33 a barrel level for oil. Let's talk about this general deflationary trend that we've seen in the commodities. We've seen, obviously, stock inflation on the conventional markets, but the commodities, they're struggling to get a buy. Even though gold did have a pretty good week, the rest of the commodities continue to trend around a lower range.
Yeah, and when gold had a bid, it hasn't been caught up, not supported by the gold miners, and so one has to be a little bit suspicious here. Gold, by the way, has a bid in my view because of part of the mess that we have in the world, and because the central banks will have to backpedal with the hiking plans in the U.S. in particular. But yes, those low commodity prices are a sign that in the real economy globally, things are not working, and that goes back to your theme earlier. That yes, we have a global slowdown. That's what the commodities are screaming from the rooftop. Maybe we can keep a recovery going just with financial engineering. I don't think so. So I am a little skeptical that the sort of plans that the Fed has for the years are going to pan out. But for the time being, what happens is that we've created major dislocations in the markets, and the markets are fighting back. And guess what? The markets are not strong enough to the markets are too strong for these policymakers. We've had Draghi first come out late last year saying, oh, he's going to print more money to do whatever it takes. The market shrugged it off. And we've had Fisher come out and say he's going to have rate hikes. And sure enough, a day later, expectations about a rate hikes have fizzled out. So the markets are in charge right now, and policymakers are very frustrated, and it's going to be an interesting battle.
Well, I think 2016 will be the story of if central banks can, I guess, grasp the attention of the investor a little bit more and grasp the belief that they can move these markets higher. Axel, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
We'll be right back. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Al and I have on the line with us trader Vic Ferrandio. Vic, it's always great to have you on the show. And I want to kick it off by talking about what's going on in the conventional markets here. We've seen quite a fall from the start of this year. And on Thursday, we saw a little bit of a turn in the markets, ending up over 1% pretty much across the board. Do you think that at least temporarily we have put in some sort of a short-term bottom here?
Well, very conceivably, from the point of view of the Fed, and the reason that you got this rally has nothing to do with oil being up 70 cents or whatever it's up there. I'm not in front of my machine. You had three Fed FOMC members talk. Bullard, I think he spoke early this morning about the fact that they're setting the public up to not continue what they said they were going to do in raising rates. That's the issue. That's the only issue. And everybody got to realize that. So tomorrow Bill Dudley speaks, and they're now trying to set up so that they don't have to tighten anymore. And I'm not saying they're going to cut rates back to where it was. They would look like they have egg on their face. But it's all about, well, the Fed has realized it's made a mistake, and it's going to correct the mistake as best it can, but they're not going to say it that way. They're blaming it on oil. They're saying oil at 30 was not in the cards. So, I mean, there's going to always be something in the cards that drives unexpected events. So the key is you've got this rally because you're probably going to get the Fed saying that they're not going to raise rates anymore to save the day here, because world markets are all in downtrends.
Late in the week, CNBC had some headlines that were just, in my opinion, beyond being ludicrous. One of them had to do with the huge uptrend in oil that occurred on Thursday. I mean, you're right, it was like 60 cents a barrel. What's that all about? That's nothing. It makes no difference whatsoever. Another headline that I saw on CNBC was, quote, oil prices could spike 50% or higher in 2016. I don't know, man. That almost seems, in my mind, like being irresponsible reporting.
I would make a case that you're going to continue down in oil.
No, I understand that.
Except if there's war in the Middle East between Saudi and Iran. So you've got to put that contingent in there. If you put that in and that happens, well, then you will have oil up. But somebody's got to be able to predict that, or at least warn you that that's possible to be correct. Because there's no way oil is rallying from here unless there's a change in the Middle East. This is all Saudi pushing prices down to weaken Iran, and it basically their nemesis, you know.
Well, I think, Vic, that's a good comment, is that if there is some sort of narrative change or big, I guess, blow up in the Middle East, then that will change the whole narrative around oil, especially when you talk about the supply side of oil. But the fact of the matter is, if that doesn't happen, then downward pressure remains on oil, and it doesn't seem to be correcting itself or even changing that trend right now, does it?
No. And let me just point out things that are enhancing the downtrend. The U.S. is now able to sell oil overseas, so there's going to be pressure on prices overseas by the U.S. Then the pressure on prices by Iran, because after next week when we do this nuclear deal, they're going to be able to get their $150 billion, and they're going to be able to sell oil. So that those pressures come on the market. And then there's Saudi Arabia, and now I don't have the specific evidence at hand on where to tell you to go to read this, but they are selling oil under the market to Europe, not to lose market share when Iran comes on the market. So understand that they only have 23 million people in Saudi Arabia. This is the richest country in the world with 23 million people. I mean, there's more than 23 million people in New Jersey. So you don't need a lot of money to support that amount of people. Now, Iran has 80 million people, and Russia has 140 million people. So they're going to suffer far more. Iran especially is who the Saudis are aiming at. They're not aiming at Russia. But the key is that these are the elements that are driving prices down, along with a weak recovery that's now turning into a potential recession worldwide. Those are really the key issues to think about. So unless there's a war, oil prices will continue at best to be stable where they are now, around 30, or they will decline into the low 20s.
Vic, I'm on record as saying that the market right now has me worried enough that my wife and I have pulled most of our money out of the conventional equity sector, and we're pretty much in cash and cash equivalents for the time being. My rationale is I want to have the same amount of capital at the end of 2016 that I have right now. You think I made a mistake?
No. The only thing I would add to the mix, I would add gold. You don't have to add a lot of gold. You know, I would say add 5% gold or 10% gold if you're real bullish. But 5% is something that is really prudent, because if there's war, see, oil will go up $50 minimum overnight. You know, they'll mine the Straits of Hormuz, meaning Iran, and things, then you get chaos, and that's where gold will do extremely well. And since gold is now down, along with all other commodities, approximately 5 years in round numbers, you really have to look to be a buyer of commodities at some point. And I'm not saying they've made a low yet. They haven't. It's going to be based on the dollar. But you see, if the Fed doesn't raise rates further, the dollar will come down and the commodity markets will go up. And let me give you one statistic. The dollar bottomed close to 70 on the DXY, or the DXC would be the cash part of that, on May the 6th in 2011. The commodity markets topped on April 29th. Virtually any index you look at, even long short indices, topped on April the 11th, 2011. So they're pretty much trading at a 90 correlation. So if the dollar goes down, which it would if the Fed changes its mind to the public about what it's going to do in raising rates, well, you're going to see commodities across the board rally, sheerly for short covering, if nothing else. But they're going to be trading with the dollar, but on the opposite end of whatever the dollar does. And the dollar trading up to par from 70, that's pretty much over, in my opinion, if you believe that the economies worldwide are slowing.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We have John Kaiser with us right now. Let me introduce this segment by saying that John will be speaking at the Cambridge House Conference at the end of January. He will be talking about some of his bottom fish recommendations that are exhibiting, interestingly enough, at Cambridge House. And I think you would find what he has to say to be very interesting because he is very, very objective. Mr. Fleck is also going to be on the main stage at Cambridge House. He will be moderating a couple of panels, and I know he would like to meet each and every one of you. So all of those of you who have come by the booth over the years and introduced yourselves to me when I was doing this by myself, please come by the booth and introduce yourselves to Corey. He is now on the Cambridge House circuit. Congratulations, Mr. Fleck. Mr. Kaiser, what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I feel after last three editions of the bottom fish, you know, 60 to 100 companies I've had out since 2011, all of which have ended up down quite a bit from where they started. I think we have finally reached the bottom of the staircase, and with the kinds of companies you can pick out now that have money, that have management, that still cares and is working on stuff, the worst that you can probably suffer is these companies go sideways. And I put together a new edition at the end of 2015, in which I got rid of a lot of the cash, the really cash-rich companies, which have been a major disappointment because it seems the only thing those companies can do is make the cash disappear while the price of their stock drops. I've looked for companies that have cash but also have projects that they are working on. And I think if you go out there now and bottom fish for them, you will be exposed to any sort of surprise turnaround in metals, which could come because of some sort of a geopolitical shock or something like that, or perhaps unexpected good news about the normalization of interest rates in the United States actually causing the global economy to turn around rather than tank into a depression. So one third of my 100 new bottom fish turn out to be exhibiting at the Cambridge conference, which has about 110 companies exhibiting. I think this really is the time, and you do have to have a longer term vision to go out there and pick a selection, you know, 5 to 10 stocks, diversify them to different categories. This will be the ultimate bottom fish edition that I've ever produced in my career.
Now, John, before we get into some specific companies, why do you now say that you think we're at the bottom of the staircase, as you put it, for a lot of these commodity companies?
It has to do with the decline in the commodity prices. Yes, we're still seeing oil being pressured below $30 a barrel, with some groups predicting $20 a barrel. But all of this is a transitional process. $20 a barrel oil shuts down the American shale oil revolution. Today there was an article in the Financial Times, a new study by Wood Mackenzie, showing that about $300 billion of oil-related capex has been now postponed and will not be back in action for a decade. All of this creates a future supply-demand imbalance. In the case of metals, gold, they want to pressure it down to $1,000 an ounce. But at that price, no new mines come on stream, and existing ones, well, they deplete. So we have embedded in the system future higher prices. The big uncertainty is how long do we have to work through these lower prices? But I think as you see the metal prices stabilize and stop going down, because there's really no point to them going lower, you will get the bottom fishers come in, the value hunters. And the big mantra now is think long term. Think minimum 3 to 5 years. If you're willing to think 5 to 10 years, you will make an absolute killing in the commodity sector.
Now, John, looking at some of the junior companies, the ones that make your bottom fish, they obviously have money. You said that they're working on properties. Why do you think it's important for some of these companies to be exploring when it seems like when drill results do come out, the market just kind of brushes them aside?
Yeah, the problem of an unresponsive market to interesting results is something, you know, nobody's particularly happy about. However, if you are observing and watching, you can see results come out that have only a very modest market impact valuation. So you can do your homework and you can say, this is an emerging discovery. I can go out there and buy it. And during the bull market cycle, as soon as you had an interesting hole, boom, away we go. The stock gets almost priced as if the thing is a success story. There is no opportunity for ordinary people to get in. Those who happen to be long are happy the stock has gapped up and then starts to sort of maybe slowly climb to an eventual buyout. In this type of market, it is very sluggish in responding to discovery results. In terms of ones where you have the ounces in the ground and you're waiting for gold price to go up, well, those stocks are just going to sit there and be sluggish. And then maybe one day you see a 50% jump in the stock price, and it's because one of the bigger companies is cleaning up the smaller company as inventory, taking advantage of the lower stock price. But discovery exploration, people want only view it as a discovery if it works at the metal prices we have. And if you believe that metal prices have bottomed, are not really good for existing deposits that were demonstrated to be feasible in the past 5 years, focusing on these plays in juicy systems, old mineralized systems, and finding some new dimension to it, this is where the action is going to be during the next couple of years while we wait for metal prices to demonstrate a definitive uptrend from these bottoms.
I'd like to know, number one, what that two-year time horizon is based on, point number one. Point number two, I want to say that, to me, this is a bit of a replay of what happened in 08 and 09. You know, Kathy and I were biting our fingernails because of our share positions, particularly in the resource sector in 2008 and 2009 and 2010, as everybody is aware of. You know, it was very definitely a bonanza for us. So let's talk about why you think we're 2 years away, John.
Well, one could say I'm being optimistic with 2 years, because in 1983, after Volcker crushed inflation and metal prices came down, we literally had a 15-year bear market in terms
yes, we did.
Of net prices. And frankly, that was a fantastic time. I mean, gold had stabilized at $400 up from $30-$35 a decade earlier. And there was a lot of money made betting on exploration plays, jumping into new discoveries. Hemlo Gold, of course, was the glorious 20 million ounce discovery that dragged the juniors out of their 1982 recession-induced bear market. And even in the 90s, when we had you know the diamond discoveries, the Voisey Bay discovery, all these discoveries in the in South America, which had opened up after the fall of the Iron Curtain, and it could be that we may have sluggish metal prices for you know another 5 to 10 years. However, I think the total volume of metal consumed by a world is much bigger today. I think we're suffering now from the slowdown in China. There was a substantial supply over response, so we need to get rid of all those high-cost mines and so on. And when that's taken care of, I think that's like a 2-year process. The valuations companies are so low, the big companies, that there will be bankruptcies, there will be brutal cost cutting, shutting down of operations. And then all of a sudden, boom, because you can't turn these things on overnight again, you're going to start seeing metal prices go up. And if you have some supply shocks like the DRC collapsing and you take 8% of the world's copper supply offline, then you can get even a bigger jump. And that's going to be interesting for the juniors, because the juniors are going to retreat to safer jurisdictions. They're going to look at systems that aren't perhaps as high grade as they are in these scarier jurisdictions. But the big guys are going to be looking for longer lived assets, safer jurisdictions. So I think that's in 2 to 3 years we will be back in action with better metal prices and hopefully money flowing into the juniors from a broader base than is happening right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome in to a special company update here on the KE Report. Al and I have on the line with us Tyler Hardy, CEO and Chairman of Equitas Resources, EQT, on the Venture Exchange. Kyler, the stock has been halted by you guys since, I believe, Thursday of last week on this major news that has come out, kind of the ongoing development of Equitas involving a merger with a private Brazilian mining company that is actually in production. We appreciate that you came to us first and wanted to outline what this means for shareholders and the company moving forward. First off, can you take us through what this deal means for Equitas?
Absolutely, and thanks guys for having me back here. I'm very excited about this opportunity. So this deal came about, we started talking about it with a group in mid-December, just trying to tie the next pieces of the company together, and it was through a personal connection of mine that I've got a lot of respect for. What this deal means for us is we're going to have cash flow. You know, a lot of juniors talk about it, and kind of it's that holy grail up in the sky there, but very few actually achieve it. And I have to admit, I've been a proponent of juniors not becoming producers on a very large scale, going and developing very large assets. But with the staged approach that the team has put in place here is from small, high-grade opportunity that has the opportunity to scale and something not huge, but something significant. It will really allow us to use that capital for ongoing exploration and development of our current assets. But not only that, it will allow us to employ a roll-up strategy for these higher-grade, near-term production, permanent gold assets in South and Central America in jurisdictions that we think are being overlooked right now, and use that cash flow to grow that cash flow as well as really build value, which has been our primary goal in this company since day one.
Kyler, what kind of actions do you have in mind just for the next few months with this deal?
Absolutely. So over the next few months, you know, we're going to be finishing off our due diligence, doing a site visit, myself and Everett, as well as an ex-INCO engineer on their gold side, are going to be going down to the town to site to really make sure everything's tied together, the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and it is what it is. From there, it'll be bringing in Chris Harris, the new CEO of the company. I'll be becoming chairman of the company on a full-time basis. And we did that and are doing that because of Chris's ongoing experience with this asset and the group of assets overall that we've acquired here. And from that, we'll be growing cash flow from its current state, being a modest production, and increasing that with the investment in a second gravity circuit to really bump that cash flow up, with the ultimate development being the cyanide plant on site, and having that wrap us up to 400 ton a day from the hard rock and the saprolite resource on site, as well as completing a PEA so that we can actively talk about the economic numbers that are surrounding this that we have internally, but unfortunately can't really share externally to a huge degree at this point.
And that's one aspect that I think people do need to tune back in, because we will be keeping up to date with you as these future numbers, projections, can be released, because those are what I think a lot of investors need to be valuing companies based on, simply because this is a stock picker's market and you need to really dive into financials and projections of a lot of these companies. Kyler, let's continue to talk about some of the changes that's going to be happening on the management team. You mentioned that you will be moving to chairman. There are a few other members coming on, aren't there?
Absolutely, and I'm very excited to be working with these guys. Chris Harris will be taking on the president CEO role. He's coming over from Alta Floresta Gold, who we're merging with right now. And he will he brings a long history of credit banking and merchant banking with some of the largest companies in the world, BHP in particular, and several large energy traders globally. He's got a commodities hedging and trading firm that he's a partner in that really can do nothing but help us at the end of the day here. So him in particular, very excited to be working with him. The other gentleman that I'm really excited to be working with will be Alan Carter, who's got a long history working in Brazil. He's currently director of another Brazilian developer, and he really put these assets together a number of years ago for the deal. Alan will be coming on as a director with the company, as well as knowledge transfer that will go along with it, as these were originally his assets. Is a longtime explorer and is currently in the development stage on one of his other companies right now. So we're very excited to be working with him. Long history in Brazil, 20 plus years. That ties into the other gentleman, Michael Bennett, who is chairman of the subsidiary operating company in Brazil right now, associated with Alta Floresta Gold. He's got over 30 years in that jurisdiction, a geologist, and very, very knowledgeable of the area. He's been VP exploration for the Kankana Sentient Fund, that the Australian fund we're familiar with, and who does own a stake in this asset right now along with us when we complete it. And he was a VP of exploration at ECI as well, which is where these assets ultimately came from. 3+ gold discoveries, Bolivia, Brazil, and he's really our guy on the ground down there who really greases the wheels and makes all the magic happen on site on a day-to-day basis. So it's absolutely fantastic working with these guys. The advisory board will be expanding and adding in a few very key finance members and people that have, again, additional experience in Brazil, several of which are mining engineers, financiers, and a couple of metallurgists who are excited to be working with, and we think will really change the look of this of Equitas for the better and build the value and the cash flow and just bring an A1 team together.
Well, it sounds like this A1 team is going to be significantly larger than the current Equitas team, and it sounds to me like the level of expertise, not that you don't have a high level of expertise right now, but the level of expertise is going to ramp up dramatically.
Absolutely, Al. The guys that we're going to be working with here, they're people that our current team already, including Everett, they operate on the same level. They operate on this very strategic, very developed, not only exploration level, but development and through to cash flow. These are guys that are mine builders, not just geoscientists, but people that have actually have the experience to go out and build and operate mines.
Now, Kyler, take us through the plan for the company, because this deal is a company changer. Instead of being an exploration company focused in Labrador, this is now changing the company into what should be a cash flow positive producing company with exploration assets in Brazil and in Canada. So will the focus for the first few months be on expanding the cash flow and then kind of on the side, still being able to explore?
I've always built cash flowing companies, and honestly, Equitas was a great learning experience and developmental experience on the exploration side. It's not my first rodeo on the exploration side by any means. I've managed many projects. But one thing I've always noticed is that life is a lot easier when there's cash flow around, especially for junior companies and not having to continually go back to the markets to refinance and find that next round of capital. And there are reasons that it is a fantastic thing to do, but at this point, I think that we're going to be very much focused on the grow the cash flow initially, grow the profitability, and then use that profitability to redirect and put it into the ground doing exploration both in Canada and Brazil.
Well, I got to tell you, in the kind of market that we're in right now, Kyler, you know, yes, life is a whole lot easier when you have cash. And particularly, you're really in the catbird seat right now because the whole complexion of your efforts are going to change now that you have this ongoing infusion of capital.
It really changes the face of the company, absolutely. And I think it changes it very much for the better and will put a very strong footing underneath us that we can logically grow and expand and continue to be able to take advantage of this very difficult resource market right now where, you know, with cash flow and with profitability, more and more opportunities will continue to open up for us to deploy that cash onto only the best assets and to grow very significantly, I think, over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, Kyler, I have to say, this is some good news, I think, not only for Equitas, but also for the industry, showing that exploration companies can still make the move and develop properties, but then also merge with other companies out there that have cash flow and change the complexion of the company. For anyone who is interested in Equitas, you can visit our site, kereport.com, click on the banner ad on the right, also check out Equitas under the symbol EQT on the Venture Exchange.
And in the interest of full disclosure, remember, Corey and I are shareholders in Equitas. I got to tell you, as a shareholder, very good news for me and the rest of the folks out there. Thanks, Kyler.
Thanks, Alan. Corey, really appreciate your time and the opportunity to be back on the show today.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.D. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.